half this podcast is just going to be gently whispered dog names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no, you're going to hear her humping the turtle in the background. Good.
Cody, special dog.
The most She's special.
She's a special lady.
All right.
All right. Well, welcome to our first... God damn it, Coda. Our first in-person podcast.
Hell yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
Three bros, a mic, and some couches.
Right.
Just forever adding on.
Yeah, it's a long hashtag. Emotional support animals.
Yeah.
I feel like we're the emotional support for these two.
Literally.
It's the other way around. All right. Well,
here we are.
Here we go. This is going to be like the first time in like 15 episodes, but welcome to Fueled by Lore.
Introducing the podcast.
That's, I think we've done it. Maybe we'll have to keep a count of how many times we actually do that.
Yeah.
And then be really unsurprised. But kind of disappointed in ourselves later on.
Well, considering I had a guest text me, what's the name of your podcast? I'm like, ah, yes.
Was that right. In the middle of recording?
No.
Oh, that would have been bad. That would have been the best.
That would have been hilarious. Wait, what are we doing here? Hashtag Fueled by Lore. But
all right. But today we have Mackenzie Myers on as our guest today.
That's me. Hello. So, AKA Mac.
Mac.
Just Mac.
Just Mac. Big yeah. Mac.
Big Mac. Mac Daddy.
Cuck and Tuck, right?
Cuck and Tuck on Twitter.
Oh my god. Cuck and Tuck. Wow, that is quite the handle.
But, so, well, welcome on.
Thank you.
There's like, I don't know what this like air of like in person, another hurdle.
Right?
It's different over Zoom, I guess. So you kind of do like graphic design. That's your, would you call it graphic design or like illustration or?
Graphic design kind of became my thing over quarantine. That's for sure. So I used to like draw and paint in college. And then I was like, oh my God, I have an iPad. I should use this. So gradually found kind of like my style over the last like year, which is pretty dope.
Hell yeah.
It's just like basic ass line work, but.
Hey.
Style's a style. You know? Did you feel like I don't know, what kind of like helped you like realize that, oh, this is my style? Was there like a defining like piece or something, or
not really. I don't know. I started like painting and I was like, painting is fun, but like I don't really like colorful things. If that makes sense. I don't know. Black and white is just like my go-to. I do like painting. It's a fun alternative to just line work, but I started just using the iPad, using like the basic pen on there, and I was just like, damn, I like this, just like even strokes and just the repetitiveness of the lines is almost like therapeutic for me. So I don't know. Yeah,
you know, whatever works. So well, I know you went to school, you got your associates in
art,
right?
Yeah.
Nice. So how did, do you have like an origin story? What do you think would be like the moment that you're like, damn, I fucking love art, this is cool?
Probably, well, because I was like studying biology for like the first 2 years of college, and I was like, all right, this is cool, but my memory sucks. It's like having to just remember all these like animal names, like the scientific names and stuff. I was like, cool, but I can't do this. Anyway.
No, I think it's interesting that you say that, because I was in the same fucking boat, man. I was like, science, biology, I love animals, I'm going to study animals and stuff. But I'm like, I am not that smart.
Right? I'm so, like, let me draw them. Let me draw their skulls.
Exactly. Like, I can appreciate them in a different way that isn't like, like 8,000 freaking index cards of names that I can't pronounce.
Yeah, so like, looking at the textbooks, I'm like, damn, I want to draw these butterflies. I want to draw these flowers. Mm-hmm. So then I took a drawing class probably my second to last year of college, and I was like, shit, like, I'm actually kind of good at drawing. Like, that was, like, my best grades. Like, all my other classes, I was, like, kind of slipping, like, you know, B's and C's. And then my drawing class, I kind of, like, excelled in, which was, like, pretty dope. And then one day he was, like, just grab something from the closet. Like, draw whatever you want. So I just found this, like, skull. I don't know what kind of animal or what it was, but I just, like, set it up and I just, like, drew it.
Yeah.
And I was, like, damn. I want to keep doing this, like,
fuck yeah,
still life and all that, and
so you'd say it kind of like started in college, or
I took quite a few years break. I was like probably 4 years. I didn't really draw, I just kind of like doodled on like receipt paper at work, and I was just like, okay, I still got it. And then quarantine came around and I was like, I have nothing else to do, so let me just start drawing again. And here we are with like a few more pieces done.
I mean, that's how it happens. I love that you found that you were like, still life. This is great.
Because
a lot of people I know are like, fuck that, man. I'm not going to paint a bowl of fruit. I'm not going to sit, I'm going to do some wacky stuff from my imagination. But I think there's a lot like that still life has to offer to give you a good understanding of how to capture things that exist in real life and like capture the like the values and the, you know, the shading and stuff like that, you know,
even art like the terms shine. And, I remember in my painting class, my last year of college, cause I was like, sure, I'll take painting. Never actually painted in my life, but like, whatever. So I took painting. It was like an oil painting class, which is like really dope. It's like a lot more complicated than I thought.
I love oil painting.
Yeah, it's so sick. And he had us, we come into class probably like one of the last weeks, and he just has this like toaster set up and then like kids' toys. Because the toaster was, like, reflective. So he's like, let's see if they can literally paint a reflection. And also the shine off of this shiny-ass toaster. And so, yeah, I did it. And he, like, featured mine.
Hey!
Which was, like, weird as hell. But I'm like, cool. Like, feature my toaster painting dog. Like, with two, like, they were, like, little kids' toys. They were, like, the wooden ones with, like, the block stack. So it was, like, different colors and all that. And, like, and he set up lights around it, so there's like shading and stuff. And
ooh, drama.
Yeah, it was really cool. I was like, sweet, I can actually paint a still life too.
Yeah.
Not just draw one. So
nice.
Yeah.
Again, I just think, because like so many people like could not stand the still, but they're like, I'm not going to paint a fucking toaster, you know? Yeah. I'm going to do this instead. But it's
I loved it. Because I took drawing first too, because so it was like easy to like. Because he'd always be like, compare it to your thumb when you're looking away, or like when you're like a distance away, like compare the size of your thumb so you can bring it to the paper properly. So after like my first drawing class, I literally compared everything in real life to like just my thumb, just proportioned everything. I'm like, this, like even the TVs over there in the corner, I'm like, they're like 3/4 of my thumb away apart. Like, I don't know, like everything I look at now after those classes, I'm just like constantly like comparing. And even I was just watching the rain earlier, like hitting the porch, and I'm like, damn, I should draw that because it looks sick. Like, but,
hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's just like a testament to like how much you're retaining that and like certain things that just kind of stick with you when you're literally applying it all the time. And I think that's just either a testament to like your passion or just how effective the teacher was. So.
Right.
And maybe it's just the right combo of the teacher kind of like unlocking kind of what you're interested in.
Yeah. Definitely helped me discover that I like making art in a way sometimes. Some days I'm like, damn, this is so much work. And I just go through phases, you know, like a couple months I'm like, yeah, let's make art every day. And then for a couple months I'm like, I don't wanna, you know?
Well, that's how it goes, right? People are like, oh, like, I don't feel like making art right now. I'm a fail. Like, it's over, right?
Right?
It's not. It's
you
just
make, like, one bad piece. You don't even, like, finish it. You just start it. And it never looks good at the beginning. It never does, because it's just like lines. It's like random squiggles. And you're just like, I don't want to continue this. But like, when you push through and you're like, okay, it's no longer just random squiggles. Like, slowly getting there is like the best part.
Yeah, but you gotta have faith in yourself to get past the ugly stage. And there are quite a few.
The faith in myself is the hard part, but.
Oh, yeah. That's like, Jesus, talk about like a hurdle.
Yeah, and even like, I would wake up because my schedule during the last year was like so messed up, especially last summer. And I would just wake up to Patrick just like making music, and I'm like, shit, like, I need to do something with my life. So I'd get out of bed probably like 4 hours later and be like, all right, let's draw. Like, Patrick woke up early and he started making music. Like, he's being creative. Like, I shouldn't just get up and play video games. Like, I need to do a little something while I'm just chilling at home. So.
That's interesting.
Or I'd like draw like while I hear you playing music. Like, it was dope because I could just hear it through my vent, and I'm like, "Yeah, Patrick, let's do this."
I guess it's kind of like good to hear, because I always get like super self-conscious about like, "Oh, can someone hear me practicing? Am I like interrupting something or anything?"
No,
and just
not
like
at all.
Super like,
it was like therapeutic. It kept me going, you know.
I think that's awesome, because like we were talking to Deidre, and we were talking about like healthy competition and stuff, things to like motivate you to like do something like just as good as better, or just like to do something, and like living with somebody else who like makes something, and like especially during like the lockdown when it's like you've got nothing going on, it's like, well, you know, like Patty's like working on his stuff, like I'll work on my shit too,
And like when Nate lived here, he'd like get me up every morning and be like, do you want to do a photo shoot? And I'm like, I guess.
Sure.
Why not? But I don't know. Even just like meeting Adam, like him doing like homework, and I'd go over there and just like chill while he's doing homework. And I'm like, I should be productive. So I would draw. Like, that's the only time I can like really be productive is when I'm like surrounded by people. Because it's so hard when you're by yourself. I'm like, I don't have to do anything. Nobody's around me. They're not judging me. I can just sit here and watch Love Island for 12 hours a day. Like, it doesn't matter. But like, when you're hanging out with somebody that's being productive, it's like, damn, I should also be productive instead of just sitting here on like TikTok and doing whatever I'm doing. Like,
I think instead of like should, it's like I could be. And then it's like kind of more of a choice instead of just like a self, like an outside pressure that you kind of put on yourself.
True.
Because like,
yeah,
I feel like
it's versus should is a
because I think it's like not fair to yourself to be like, I wasn't productive enough today, and like that's an easy way down like a rabbit hole to burn out. So I think it's just like, you know, approaching that as like, I could work on something now. And I feel like it is helpful to, you know, like you said, be around other people who are like doing something like that. And just, you know, I feel like in some relationships and friendships and stuff, it's kind of weird to watch. And it, from an outside perspective, it can seem kind of strange to see like, oh, they just go sit at a coffee shop and work on stuff. But like, that's actually like super motivating. Now that I, you know, look back on like my own time, it's like that would go such a long way to, you know, be able to sit down with someone and you guys both work on like your own thing, you know? Because, I mean, we talk about it all the time with like communities, like when you're in a band, like for me with like being in a band, it's like everyone's working on their own part, and then it kind of creates a better whole. And so this, I mean, it's just the same thing with whatever kind of friend you are. Even if you're not working on something together, you're working on something like side by side, and it kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, it was so much easier in college, like getting my work done, because I was being graded, and I was like, I want to do good in this class. Like, I didn't give a shit about my English classes and stuff, but I was like, my drawing and painting classes, like, I want to get shit done. Like, and then literally just sitting in a circle, even if we weren't even doing a still life or something, we were just like working on our own drawings or paintings, like seeing everybody. Like, some days I'd go in there and be like, I don't want to freaking draw today. Like, I'm not in the mood. I don't want to paint today. But then like seeing them start, I'm like, damn, like, let's do this, let's get this done. Like, it was so much easier because there's only like 8 of us in the class, so it was like, and it was kind of cool because we were able to like mingle at the same time, be like, what are you working on? And like, that was like so much more motivating. And like, that's the only way that I can really get stuff done. Or if somebody asks me for something, it even takes me forever. But like, I don't know, for some reason with a deadline, I only work well if I'm like squeezing it in at the last minute. Yeah. Like, that's just how I get shit done. Like, I like if they give me, like, my drawing class would give me, like, 3 weeks to work on a drawing, I wouldn't even start it till the last week.
Mm.
And I'm, because I just, like, would grind out for, like, 10 hours a day on this one drawing.
I feel
you. 3 days straight. And I'm just like,
yeah,
that's the only way I can do it. I can't just spread it out. Like, how are you supposed to sit there and just draw a couple of lines each day for 3 weeks straight? Mm. And that's just how some people work, but that's not how I am. I'm just like, last minute, let's crunch this in. And that's just like the best time.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the same thing is just like these, it's, you know, if it was like a race, it's not like a drawn out, like very well planned out race kind of thing. Oh, to yeah. the finished product. It's like a sprint three times.
Yeah.
Because literally. I feel like you just get, like, you know, into that right mindset where you're just being like feeling super creative. And then, like, for me, I'll like write a song and like I'll have like 30 minutes where it's just like I write like most of the song, but then there's like a couple pieces that just aren't right and I can't figure out where it goes, and then I just don't touch it for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come back and then just like in like 15 minutes the song's done, and I'm like, the fuck, why couldn't I have done this like last week?
Right.
Or like, for instance, like this EP, like it took me a while to like really get on my horse and actually like try and get you know, I wanted to have someone do drums on it, to get just actually like follow up and be like, hey, will you do drums and like come record and stuff? And then it happened, and then like the one thing, actually this is funny that I'm bringing this up with like you two here, is like these EPs, pretty much the hardest thing that I've ever run into is like, I don't fucking know what the album artwork should look like. And then like it's always like the last thing that we get sorted out for, when it was like Maddie's Change, like we, oh thank god for like Cameron and Elias for those, where we were just like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then like literally Breadword, like that single, we didn't know, and we're like, well, it's just a single and we don't know. And I took a picture of like a bunch of rolls in like a bread pan covered in cellophane and wrote like Maddie's Changed on a fucking post-it note, and we called it the album artwork.
That's art, right?
And I
there.
Loved it. But yeah, but like this is the first time that I've had like the album artwork like actually like done like way ahead of time from finishing the recording.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like super excited about it, and thank you guys both for that.
Which album is it?
For which one?
Or EP, which EP is it?
For which one?
The one that you're talking about?
That was for Maddie's Changed Breadword.
Oh,
so that
okay.
one I just like took like a picture. Call it
oh,
good.
Okay.
And then with the one that I released last year, Beth did the artwork, and I think I, you know, that was done like probably like a month or so before I finished all the recording stuff.
Eight.
Yeah.
And then like, heck, you made this one like half a year ago now.
Yeah. Well, you asked me like a really long time before that, even. So I remember you were like, all right, this is like, you sent me a bunch of your like demos and stuff, and I was like, sweet, I have an idea. But it took me so fucking long. Mm-hmm. And then finally, just like randomly one day, I was like, Pat, I made this for you.
It looks so cool, and nobody gets
so
to see it
long.
For a little while. But
yeah, look forward
so
to
excited.
That, everybody.
I'm so excited.
I hope you like it. I don't know. The songs are fucking sick, but I was listening to them, and I was like, damn. Straight up art right there, dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Fuck, it's only a matter of time before I'm gonna like cry on this podcast. Like, Jesus.
Literally.
Can't handle people being nice to me.
Me neither. Why am I even on this podcast?
Because you're great.
Oh,
next question.
You. So are you.
Damn. So outside of if someone like asks you to make something for them, is there like something that kind of like is a constant source of inspiration, or
not necessarily? I don't know, so I'm like kind of picky about what people ask me to make.
Yeah,
because I've had some friends in the past, aren't really friends anymore, that'll like message, like, because I don't want to just make whatever. Mm-hmm. I want to make what I like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and I've had a few people just be like, hey, can you make me this with like 20 different elements? And I'm like, no. I'm like, what do you, like, I don't even want to give a specific example just in case they might listen to this podcast, but
if you're out, like, there, you know.
You know who you are. Do not ask an artist to make you something that is just like, you've seen their art, you know what they can make. Do not ask them for something that's completely outside of their spectrum. Like, it's so irritating to just have, like, I don't know. Like, oh, if it's a close friend, cool. But if we're like acquaintances, do not fucking ask me for something that is just so random and look like sounds like it'll just be gaudy and just horrible. Like, not about that. That's the most irritating thing in the world. Like, you like my art? Ask me to make you something based off of my style.
Yeah.
Do not ask me for this weird ass shit. Like, damn, I want to say it so bad, but I'm not going to.
We'll talk about
it. I'll tell after. You guys later. Yeah. But
because it's like people assume that artists are like just like machines that can make any kind of art. It's like the stuff that you make and the stuff that I make are like different things. Like, yeah, we're both artists. Yeah, we can both like do whatever. But it's like
it's very specific. I don't want to waste 12 hours of my time making something that I don't like.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like you've seen my portfolio. You know the stuff that I do.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that stuff, not whatever, not what you, like, don't find somebody else.
Don't respond to my Instagram story of like my cute little mushroom head and be like, "Can you make me this but also add this and this and this and this?" Like, no.
And it's like, if you have something like that, bring the budget to support it, please.
Yeah, literally. They're like, hey, it's my friend's birthday. Their birthday's coming up. Like, can you make me this? I'm like, when's their birthday? And they're like, oh, 4 days. I'm like, excuse me.
And it's like, you know, grinding on a deadline is fun sometimes, but hello.
But also, I'm like, I know you don't have money. I know you aren't going to pay me just because we're friends. Like, nope.
Please do not take advantage of the artists in your lives. We're not in your lives. Just, like, let people...
Yeah.
Like, we're craftsmen.
Yeah.
You know? Pay us for that,
yeah,
please.
A good piece of art takes a while. Mm-hmm. It takes a while. Even, like,
even
my
if it
basic
doesn't take
ass-
a long time. Even if it takes me 10 minutes to do your sketch.
Right.
Like, you still owe me.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it. Yep. Even just some basic-ass line work for me. Like, I know that a lot of my stuff, like, looks simple, but I have to draw each individual line. Like,
you know,
that shit takes me a while, and I make sure those lines are perfect. I don't sit there and just, like, fast. I don't do them super fast. Like, I take my freaking time. And on the iPad, you can zoom in, like, super far. I'm, like, making hand gestures as if anybody could see me. But, like, you have to zoom in so fucking far, and, like, I make sure that shit is perfect. Like, it takes, it's a process, and people don't quite understand that. And I just want to be like, you go make it yourself. Tell me how long it takes you and if it even looks good. I'm like, come on, that sounds kind of cocky, but like,
but it's,
you
like,
know?
It's like acknowledging that you have a skill set that like other people don't like quite have, like, don't quite have to the level that like we've ground, you know, like we've practiced, we've learned, like, you know, it's like I could like pretend to write a song or something and like, you know, find beats and stuff, but I don't have the experience or the like expertise of like years of doing it that like
I went to college for this shit. I had to pay for my own college. Like, I paid to get this like knowledge, so you're gonna pay me if you want something from me, you know.
And I think that's interesting because like it's always, I feel like it's difficult to value art and like the creation and stuff, but like that's inherently where you can like point to a lot of the value is like, listen, like I've been practicing this, I've been doing this for so long, I've dedicated a lot of time, and like that's, you know, some, and I think it's just frustrating to have some people like view it as basically just like valueless and just like, oh well, I'll pay you an exposure. It's like, no, the fuck you won't. Are you
kidding?
What
exposure? Like, you know, like
we were kids, we would doodle, we'd make, like, everybody doodled, but it's like, did you doodle well? That's the question.
I took math too. Like, shit, dude.
Right? Exactly. Like, distracted by Coda. Sorry.
She's so distracting.
So
she
cute.
Really is.
Probably just hear her, like, licking.
Yeah, there's
the
gonna be so many, like, lickings that you have to edit out of this. It's just gonna be. Anyway. Buddy. But seriously, it's like, I mean, like, obviously, like, there's gray areas that it's like, I'll do that for you, you know, like, whatever, like, I love you, like, and stuff, but it's just, like, you have to go into, like, if you're looking to, like, acquire art from somebody, or, like, acquire a song, like, whatever, just know that we've put our time in, you know, and we want you to acknowledge that. That's that's kind
of
it, you know? Like,
most of us have jobs outside of this, so, like, I mean, I didn't over quarantine, but still, like, now if people want something, I'm like, yeah, that is going to be my free time. I'm going to be working on something for you, so respect that.
This is like an interesting topic to hit, because I don't think I've had anyone, I've only had one person reach out and ask me to like do something and help them with like a birthday thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know, I was super hyped to do it, but for me it was more of a collaboration. It was the song that Faith and I recorded, she wrote it and then basically was like, hey, can you help me like record this for her friend's birthday? And I was just like,
is that the one you showed me?
Mm-hmm.
That song is so fucking good.
I felt so good, like,
oh my god,
I'd been dying to work with someone too. And it's just like, I'm not gonna have like faith in that. I was like, I've wanted to like write stuff with her for a while, like I wasn't mm-hmm. like, and so that's interesting. Like, I guess that would be something that I could do in the future if someone like ran and were to reach out and was like, hey, can you do this for me? Like, yeah, but at the same time I'd have no idea how much to charge or anything. Because, yeah, like, I didn't go to, like, I didn't go to, like, recording school or anything. Like, I just picked up enough tricks along the way to, you know, make it sound not bad. Like,
right.
I'm not going to say that, like, the recordings I put out, like, where I do it myself are, like, fucking, like, pristine or anything. But it's a hell of a lot better than what I was doing 10 years ago.
Mm. You've had so much practice. Like, you're up there, bud. Like, like, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to, like, price things
because mm-hmm.
I've only done a couple commissions ever
mm-hmm.
and people are like, what's your pricing? And I'm like, frick, I don't
what's
know
what's your budget?
Like, I'm like, I guess I'll tell you when I'm done. And then I still don't know. And then mm-hmm. my friend Katie, she's like been doing commission work for a while now, and she's like, you have to charge them like hourly. And I'm like, well, damn, this shit takes me a while. But, like, it makes sense because mm-hmm. it's, like, a job almost. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. charge them hourly. Like, minimum wage in Colorado is, what, like, $12? But also, like, I feel like I deserve more than that.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
So,
right?
Like, if something takes me 5 hours, $15 an hour, like, I don't know. I'm like, is that how much this piece is worth? Sometimes yeah. I'm like, it's worth more than that. So, it's, like, it's so tough. But, like, and I'm just, like, I'm pretty new to this like whole like graphic design stuff, because I'm like, do people think it's like as legit as like a pencil drawing?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it is, because I like when I'm drawing with pencil, like I can be as messy as I want. On the iPad, like I am way less messy. Like graphic design, like it needs to look clean.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just a stencil, like with just pencil and paper, like it's super messy. But on the iPad, I'm like, this needs to be clean, and it takes me like a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
But like I'm like, should I be able to charge these people more because of how, like, precise I am? Like,
well,
I don't know.
I think especially with graphic design, that, yes, and also yeah. the fact that graphic design, you can export it in different mediums, so you mm-hmm. can make
yeah.
it. It's like a design that you can put on a shirt, that you can put on,
yeah.
like, a pin, that you can put on anything.
Yeah.
And I think that is a lot different from, like, you know, a painting that you'd have in your house. But
mm-hmm.
then at that same time, like, you're paying a lot for like a really cool looking file
yeah.
that can be applied in so many different ways and help you make money further from there.
Right.
So I think that's also where it can get dicey too, is like, what if you, like, is it fair to charge for like royalties and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, another thing that I think is interesting, especially with, because like I've been in a, you know, I've worked with a few graphic artists and stuff, you know, like Cameron,
yeah.
like both you guys, and then my friend Elias from the band Overslept and Meliora and half of the fucking Denver music scene. But
yeah.
but like, it's always interesting because I feel like if like a band blows up for instance, and then you have like one of your local artists from like Denver who's doing merch and stuff, I feel like there's definitely got to be like some kind of like income line where royalties become necessary, because at like the level that I've been at, like we're not making like money,
mm-hmm.
but there's definitely got to be a line where it switches and we'd be, and like I'd love to do that, get to a point where I'm making money off of merch that I can like switch and be like, listen, like I paid you for this design, but like you deserve royalties, like it's fucking popping off, like it's great. But like, I don't know, what do you guys think? Because I feel like it's different being, because I'm on like one end of the commissions for
mm-hmm.
specifically with like you guys, and you guys are on the opposite side of that. So, like, do you think
yeah.
there is, like, a very clear line for that kind of thing where royalties start to kick in?
I think, like, yes, and also, because I've had a design that I've had, like, people reach out to me and be like, I want to buy this
mm-hmm.
and, like, print it on all of our shit, but we don't, like, you know, we're a small band, we can't really
mm-hmm.
do any royalties or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, I'm not giving it to you for free, so I'm going to mark it up, like, because this is going on into your indefinite future.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not going to be a small price tag, because first of all, like, I love this piece, you know? I'm not selling you, like, all intellectual property of this, like, design that I've done for $200. Like, hello. Like, because the idea is, like, okay, say you, like, do sort of sell shirts because it's a sick design, right?
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, okay, like, $10, $15, $20 a shirt, like, times, like, 10 shirts over the course of, like, a year, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you already paid for it. And then that goes into how many? It's just, like, a whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So you've got to, like, I think, I appreciate you understanding that, like, royalties are, like, legit, mm-hmm. Patrick, because it's, like, the money continues past, like, the money you paid me mm-hmm. for this design.
Yeah.
You know?
See, that's where I went wrong when I first got my iPad. I had a friend. Sorry, dude. If you're listening. So we're good friends now. It's whatever. But, like, I remember I made a design, like, way back in the day. It was, like, super simple, like, whatever, but it took me some time. Like, I was just learning how to, like, do, like, calligraphy and all that, mm-hmm. like, fancy lettering. And I was like, yeah, I'll make you, like, this simple design. Whatever. But then just, like, seeing... And I never, like, charged him.
Because
I thought it was just going to be, like, a logo. Like, I knew it was going to be on some shirts, but I didn't know that it was going to, like, be more than what it was.
Yeah.
And it, like, became more than what it was.
And then
I never told him, like, a base price. And that kind of fucked me up because I see these, like, posts, like, people wearing, like, the shit that I, like, wearing shit with my logo on it. And, like, having, like, tapestries and, like, all these, like, flags and stuff,
ooh.
T-shirts, hats, like, everything. My logo was on those, and I just didn't get compensated at all, and, like, that's where I went wrong completely. And it's, like, whatever, that was, like, years ago. But, like, now that I've, like, established, like, myself and, like, know what I want and need,
mm-hmm.
like, I think that, like, yeah, like, royalties, like, you should always give your artist a percentage of, like, the merch and stuff, like, that people pay for.
Because people aren't, like, going to buy your plain t-shirt. They're buying it because,
like,
our fucking art is on
it. I don't know if it should be, like, a base price, you know? Because it's your art being sold for who knows how many years. Like,
mm-hmm.
The artist should get a percentage.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that we're talking about, like, prices and shit, but that's just how it is.
It's like,
it's fucking
real.
It's real.
Yeah, like, and I feel like I definitely come from, like, a different perspective, because all of the graphic, like, artists that I've worked with, it's been, you know, people that I know that I've known for, like, years and stuff. And so, like, I think there's also I already have that, and they have, on the flip side, like, that, like, really strong level of trust with me.
Yeah.
That I'm not gonna just,
Patrick,
like,
Patrick, you're the most trustworthy person in the fucking world. Like,
god damn it, guys. But
you literally went hiking that 14er and had, like, one beer from Adam and then buy him a fucking six pack. Like, come on. Like,
well, no, that's different too, because it's like you have these relationships mm-hmm. with people that it's like you guys are supporting each other, like, mm-hmm. throughout your career, versus, like, some rando, like, hey, your art's cool, like, give it to me.
Yeah.
No,
and that's absolutely different. And I think it's also, like, if it's someone that you're, like, even, like, acquaintance kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
like, it's different, like, especially within, like, the Denver music scene. You have, like, a few graphic artists and stuff that kind of service to an extent, like, a lot of bands in the area and stuff, because, you know, everyone kind of understands how it works, like, with Maddie's Changed and, like, pretty much everything that I'm at the level that I'm at the moment with, like, music, is all of the money that I quote-unquote make from all of the merch goes directly back into, like, buying more merch, or, like, paying for a new design, or paying for
mm-hmm.
mastering or a new piece of equipment. So it's not like, I think it becomes a lot different once it becomes, like, income.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's, you know...
Oh, for sure.
It's interesting, too, because it's there's such a high, like, wall to get over to make income.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, as an artist, like, in general, because, like, for you guys, you have to buy, like, an iPad and, like, an Apple Pen and, like, paint and, you know, everything in between. Like, the equipment, like, I've accrued, like, so much fucking recording equipment and stuff, and just, like, I'm definitely in the negative for that in the long run, but, I mean, it's fulfilling me as, like, a person, so I guess I'm net positive. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's like, I can't, like, when I do digital art, it's not like I can charge people percentage for, like, each, for all of my equipment, right?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay, it factors in a little bit, but it's not like, plus, like, $400 because I spent so much money on my equipment, right?
Yeah.
Like, in a perfect world, I could totally do that and then pay off my shit, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, when it comes to traditional art, like the sketching of the thing, it's like, I'm literally going to have to buy and buy paper
paint
to create this.
Paint is so expensive,
yeah,
too.
And it's, and like, lumber, too. I used to be able to make canvases for, like, cheap.
Yeah.
And, like, with, I think it has something to do with the Suez Canal situation, that, like, there is a shortage of lumber. So I went to buy stretcher bars to make a big new canvas, like, literally, like, almost $20 per stretcher bar. And I'm like, what the fuck? Anyway, things cost money. That's it.
Yeah. Yep. Hmm. That stuff's expensive. I go to the thrift store, honestly. Like, thrift store. My mom would always take me and be like, ooh, you can paint something on this. And they're always like, a Bible verse or something. And I would just like take off. Because it's like on this like crappy like piece of paper with some like weird tape over it.
There you go.
So I'd get these nice pieces of wood and just take off that Bible verse. Sorry, Dad. But, but, yeah, and, like, I don't, they're just nice pieces. Or, like, those cheesy quotes that are, like, adventure. Like, I want to see the world. Like, I don't
not
know.
All
like,
wonder,
live, laugh, love. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to paint over that. Like, so,
honestly,
like, the closet over here is just literally full of just, like, nice pieces of, like, wooden stuff that I've literally just, like, painted over so that I've, like, prepped it for like a new canvas. Like, that's what I do.
Yeah.
And, like, people, like, I made this one for my dad's like bowling auction one time, and it would like originally was just like this cheesy adventure quote, so I just painted over a couple layers and then painted my design over it, and it's like sick. I mean, I gave it to my sister because I love her, but I'm like yeah, because I gave him like a copy of the print for his auction. So I was like, this is worth a lot, and I don't know if like these people are gonna appreciate it. So I kept the original, but I got like, I copied it and like kept the original because it had like a nice little hanger and everything already.
Oh,
you can just like it was ready to be hung up. Like, it was sick. But yeah, I love the thrift store. There's even like canvases there and like everything, like even like little kids like painting things. They have these sick frames the kids can like paint shit on, and like
You could find some nice like frames and like shit like at
bucks
the thrift store,
like 10 different like random things to paint on. Like, why not? Like,
buy linen gonna, there paint on that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna like charge people insane for like my products, but like also like the paints are like super expensive, so yeah, like upcharge for that. But like, I don't know, I don't want to go to like Michael's and get like brand new canvases, and that's just excessive.
Yeah,
you know.
I think I'd also, like, I've been thinking about this, I've been thinking about this for probably, like, what, 30 seconds since we started talking about the thrift store stuff, but, like,
been on the brain.
Yeah.
Like, I think I would honestly love to see you get, like, one of those, like, pieces that's, like, got, like, a cheesy quote, and just, like, run, like, head first with that cheesy-ass quote with
Hell
the art,
yeah.
And just make it, like, super, like, on the nose. Like, bordering on cringe, because I think that would be like super funny and super cool to see.
True.
And I bet someone would buy the fuck out of that.
Yeah, my brother and I was just like messing with like pour paint, you know, and like that weird stuff and like resin and all that. I bought like a torch and everything to create like the bubbles and the pour paint, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, it didn't turn out that great, but my brother was like, "You should just like paint over that and be like, and just paint." Please don't do coke in our bathroom. And hang it on the wall inside the house. And I'm like, heck yeah. Because, like, it didn't turn off that great. But, like, if I painted over it, it would, like, look sick as fuck.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's do it. I've been cussing a lot. I'm so sorry.
That's weird.
We don't swear here,
we
actually.
Literally have
I'm like, oh, no.
We have an episode dedicated, like, every so often to, like, be clean. And then once one of us cusses, it ends. Like,
oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking today. I was like, should we do a power hour? Could you imagine doing a power hour during one of these podcasts? I just remember that last time we did it, or you did it.
I did it. Yeah.
You did it. I was just chilled next to you.
That's right. Oh god.
Anyway,
I don't know what you guys mean by power hour, but I'm sure it's very interesting.
You don't know what power hour is?
Well,
it's
I mean,
when you take a shot of beer once every minute for an hour.
Yeah. Imagine that during one of your podcasts.
That'd be great.
It doesn't seem like that much.
It adds up
but
fast.
It is.
Oh, no, I bet it does.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay.
And then at the end, you were like, can you pour some Jameson in my beer? Like, I was like, dude.
Oh, that was the power hour. Okay, that was just another
shit show.
Oh, was
that just another time?
Yeah, that was just hanging out.
Who knows?
I don't think there was a power hour involved with that one.
I'm pretty sure there was.
There was. Maybe there was.
That was when you were on, like, Discord with everybody.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
That was... No, I think I had a power hour, and then I had, like, a game night with another group of friends right after.
Oh,
it was
Yeah, that was a wild fun night.
Oh, man.
Oof. Oof. That feels like it was so long ago.
I know.
That was probably, like, less than 8 months ago.
I think so, which is terrifying.
Seriously.
Time isn't real. Time is a weird suit.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Last year just didn't exist.
It basically didn't.
It really didn't.
It really didn't.
It's like, okay, 2021.
Yeah. I got good at video games. That's it.
Hey. What video games have you been playing?
Ooh, Warzone.
Okay.
Apex.
Okay.
Castle Crashers occasionally.
All right.
Yeah. Met some cool people.
Nice.
That's all that matters. Went on, like, Ladies of Call of Duty. Met my friend April. She's dope. Shout out, April. What's up? I know you're listening. But and then... I have these friends in Vegas, Taylor and Tanya, and I met them actually the last time I went to Vegas, which was like 3 years ago. Met Taylor and his girlfriend, and they were like dope as heck. So I was playing video games one night with them and my friend April, and then on PlayStation you used to be able to just like join like a random party or whoever, like you'd see a friend and be like, okay, I'll join their party. Yeah. So their friend Patrick joined, not this Patrick, another Patrick, he lives in Hawaii. So he joined. And we were playing Fall Guys, and then his friend Steve joined. So then, ever since then, it's just been me, Patrick, April, and Steve, just like gaming,
yeah.
Playing Warzone and stuff, and like, yeah, it's
squad.
Dope. It's the squad. Yep.
Nice. I love that.
Yep. Oh, I'm a gamer girl now. My brother and sister got me a PlayStation for Christmas.
Fuck yeah.
So nice. Like, damn, didn't start gaming till I'm 25 years old, but whatever.
Never you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
Just playing Skyrim.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, I want to get into that. But I
fucking love Skyrim.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been ready for a new RPG game to just like dive into.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just waiting for the next Elder Scrolls game. It's fine, guys. We've only been waiting for what, like,
But
literally
Elder Scrolls Online is a thing, you know? It's like, yeah, but it's not.
Literally since we fucking graduated high school.
Damn. Oh god, that was so long ago. Oh my god. At work people are like, how old are you? Are you like 19 or 20? Because I can like, I don't have to wear my mask anymore like whenever I'm upstairs at work because there's like a garage that's like open. So I'm like, alright, I don't have to wear my mask because I'm what is the word? Vaccinated.
Yes.
Oh my god. Why could I not figure out what that word was? Holy shit. Vaccinated.
Masculinated.
Yeah, and people are like, how old are you? Because I'm like bartending too, and I'm like, you want to guess?
I'm an adult.
And they're like, you're 19. I'm like, I can't bartend if I'm 19. What do you mean?
I'm actually 14.
Yeah,
fuck you.
Like, fuck you. Nah, like, and I tell them that I'm 26, and they're like, there's no way. I'm like, you want me to show you, like, my ID? Like, I am 26. Thank you very much. I graduated high school 8 years ago. Oh my god.
Oh,
makes me sick
no.
to my stomach, dude.
I know.
It's crazy. Right.
It's alright. These last couple years have probably been the best.
Yeah.
Oh. Living with Patrick over here.
Oh.
Shit.
That's
oh. Hell yeah. Come we're living here another year.
We'll see. I don't even know. Let's see.
Right?
We always, I feel like it's like, we get within like a couple months like, you guys want to stay?
Yeah.
That's how it's been the past 2 years.
Yeah. I want to say, we're supposed to sign our lease, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you not sign it?
Not yet.
Oh, I think it's supposed to, it should have been emailed to you.
I know it was. I forgot to sign it. Should I do that right now?
Probably.
Oh, no.
To our landlord, this is audio proof that this has happened.
Yep.
If you're our landlord listening to the podcast.
Here we go. That's right.
You're all good. Beer break.
Beer break.
Did you write questions down?
I'm just going back, like, into my old things and seeing what I got. They're all very esoteric.
What does that mean?
Kind of weird and out there. Not really.
I love weird questions.
They're not that weird. They're just followed by, like, long, like, passages of, like, sitting at the greenway, looking at the mountains.
Aww.
Sure. Let's just jump into some random thing. Like, I was writing about the weather, and it's like the passage was like, it's beautiful out today. Like, how does that affect the way that you work? Like, you know, like, how do you, like, does the weather, like, affect you? Because I know, like, when it's, like, today, like, if it was raining and it's pouring and I'm sitting in my studio listening to that, that's fucking awesome.
That's my favorite. Yeah. Like, when it's raining, when it's cloudy out, like, that's, I feel like that's when I'm my most productive.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it's sunny, I'm like, okay, some days I want to be outside, some days I don't want to be outside if it's, like, too hot. But when it's raining, that's, like, perfect weather. I'll go out, like, there's so many times where I've just went and, like, sat out in the rain, just let it, like, fall on me.
Yes. You know?
Like, and it's just perfect. And that's, I feel like that's when I'm, like, the most inspired. I'm like, should I just, like, move to Portland? Because, I don't know, the rain is, like, my favorite thing.
No, there's something about it.
Like, I love a nice sunny day. Mm-hmm. And I love going on hikes and, like, taking pictures of flowers that I can draw, because I really like drawing flowers, which is, like, basic as fuck. But, like, I don't make them look basic, all right? But, I don't know. Like, a good rainy day is when I'm the most productive, mm-hmm. for sure. Because it's, like, almost, like, kind of, like, depressing. And I'm like, damn. Like,
yeah.
I'm in a mood. Let's draw something, you know? Like, that's when I usually draw those. It's almost like a therapy session for myself. Mm-hmm. It's, like, meditative in a way. Like, all right, just made myself sad, so let's draw about it.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I get shit done. I don't know. Yeah. What about you, Patrick? When do you feel most motivated?
I feel like
what type of weather?
I don't know. I feel like rain definitely just hits, because it's like that, there's definitely something like calming and soothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not quite like, I don't know. There's like certain types of like stay inside weather that like make you super happy. And then there's some of it that just makes you kind of like, actually, now that I think about it, I can't think of any like stay inside weather that makes me like super glum or anything.
Yeah.
Unless it's just like super gray clouds and there's nothing coming down.
Like snow is what makes me
really
sad. Hmm. I don't like snow. I don't like the cold. And like the winter was probably like the worst for me, is because I don't know. I don't like being cold. Like right now, it's rainy outside and it's like beautiful. So I'm like, this is like perfect drawing weather. So fuck you guys, I can't draw right now.
Well, just like, work on something.
No. But like over the winter is like the hardest for me. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like seasonal depression. I don't know.
I don't
but
know.
Like when it snows outside, like yeah, it's pretty, but I just want to lay there and do nothing.
Yeah.
But like this type of stuff, it's like kind of warm out, like you can hear the rain falling, like that's that's
I think it also might have to do something, maybe like, again, I'm speculating. Mm-hmm. Let me see how many episodes in a row I can say that. But I mean, with the rain and stuff, especially over summer and in spring, it's like you can literally like smell the rebirth and like the growth.
Yes.
Kind of, because you know, it's, you have that rain smell, or like
that petrichor,
just like
yeah.
when you water a plant and there's like that soil smell.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it's just, maybe it's just like a evolutional like, this shit's growing.
Yeah. It's time for me to grow too.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause like with snow, like if it's actively snowing, I love those days.
Oh, okay.
But I do agree. I think that like once the snow's like settled and it's still just sticking around and it's not mm-hmm. like, cause the soft snow, like I love that. Just like sit inside with like hot cocoa or like coffee and like watch the snow go.
Yeah.
Like that's something else.
Mm.
Like,
when it's snowing, I just want to chill. Listen to Lydia cry. That's what I want to do.
Fuck
like,
yeah.
Lydia's like the perfect music.
It really is.
Like,
oh my god.
Every time it starts to snow in the winter, I just throw in some Lydia and I'm like, damn. Cry sesh real quick. Like, let's go.
I love that you have like your winter music, because I have that too. I have like albums that I'm like, this is designed for me to sit out on the patio, even though it's snowing, smoking a blunt, and just like listening to music and watching the snow fall.
Yeah.
Something about it.
I think we're pretty safe.
Sorry, y'all. So. Our lawn is getting mowed right now.
But, like, yeah, it's... Do you guys have, like, a cry album? Like, a go-to cry album?
City in Color. Any City in Color. Like,
yeah.
Shoot, what's the album called? It's the super the colorful one.
Yeah.
What is it called?
I don't know.
Let me see really quick. While we have the mower in the background. Little Hell.
Oh, yeah.
That album. I have it in my car, too.
Ooh,
hey.
Koda, your hair is raised.
So, yeah. When I'm feeling sad, I'll just throw in Little Hell. And I'm just ready to cry. Like, Grand Optimist. That is my song.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That song fucked me up.
Yeah. I have a few songs, but, like, I think my go-to, like, hard sob album is the Hospice album by The Antlers.
Oh.
Or Hospice, rather. It is... That fucking destroys me.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna have to listen to it later.
It's really, really, really good, but... Oof.
Oof. What about you, Patrick?
I think it's been different over times. Like, I think in high school, it was definitely Madeline by Tickle Me Pink. Shout out.
Oh, my God.
To fucking local music.
Fucking...
But
dude, Tickle Me Pink, the singer, guitarist,
mm-hmm.
when I used to go to church, like, with my dad and stuff. The guitar, the singer guitarist, he like mm-hmm. showed up one time at Flatirons.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Crazy.
Wow.
I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, yeah, that one. And then I think now, recently, like, it's been like songs kind of thing. And I'll like
mm-hmm.
not think about an album, to be honest. But I'll be like, I need this song.
Yeah.
Like, I need this song next.
I hate it.
But then, like, I think for an album, it would probably be the soundtrack to Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, okay.
The musical, that musical fucked me up. When I saw it, we definitely just sat there in the crowd and just, like, bawled the entire time.
Oh,
damn.
That one, like, hits.
Yep. I literally just have a playlist on Spotify called Feels.
Yes.
That I listen to probably too much. But,
yeah.
Like, I don't know, sometimes you wake up and I'm like, I'm sad. I deserve to be sad. Let me just listen to this.
Yeah, I mean, I
sing
feel
along
like
and cry.
It's good to just, like, lean into that those kind of feelings, because I feel like for, especially, like, I don't know if you guys felt this, but I feel like to an extent that a lot of us were kind of pushed, like, when we were, especially when we were younger, to just kind of, like, shy away from and kind of, like, bottle up some of those feelings and stuff and, like, not express it. But then, like, now we're in a period where we've learned, like, oh, this song makes me feel this way or this, like, and so then we can kind of line it up so we can almost just, like, release it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because, like, I'm not sure if that's, like, the healthiest way, but, like, it's definitely better to like express yourself than bottle it up. And
I mean,
if we didn't bottle it up, we wouldn't be fucking depressed artists now, but
I know.
Like, we wouldn't be here having this conversation.
That's so true.
I think it's good to dip your toes into, like, really just, like, letting it fucking out, like, not to get, like, super, like, dark and real, but it's like I had, like, last year when we had to put my dog down, like, I was listening to my sad music and stuff, and I was just like, you gotta let it happen sometimes, you know, you really gotta let it out, because, like, if I was trying to, like, fake it, like, that day and the next day, and it, like, I would still be, like, I think suffering from it, but instead I let myself have that good cry.
Yeah, you also need that, like, background noise.
Yeah.
So, like, I know it's good to be alone with your thoughts sometimes. Like, I've been, like, trying to learn about meditation, but, like, sometimes it's good to have that background noise.
Yeah.
To, like, remind you that it's okay to feel like this.
Yeah, like, you're allowed to have these feelings.
Speak to you.
Yeah.
And you're like, yes. Give it to my ears, like, let me just, like, hear this and feel it at the same time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think also just, like, listening to a song that, like, hits you and strikes a chord with you in that sense and, like, at that level is also, it's just like, well, this person's been through something, you know, probably something similar, because they're you know, having similar reactions and similar emotions to me, so, like, it's gonna get better. Like, they were able to make it through this and turn it into something beautiful.
Yeah.
And, like, something that'll help us out a lot.
Damn, of course.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I think with every sad song, there's actually, like, a glimmer of hope with it, because it's like, they made it.
Yeah, not alone. It's pretty dope.
That's why it's like, that's why I like when people make, like, sad songs or, like, make vent art, like, dark, edgy shit. It's like,
because
it's like you're living through it and you're, like, processing your feelings, like, and don't know. I think, like, obviously it's unhealthy to constantly put yourself in this sort of realm. It's like, oh, I can only make this kind of music because this is the life that I'm living. Like, don't let that define who you are, but let it exist, like, in yourself, because it does.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, that's how art is. Some days you're, like, super happy, and you're like, I want to make something super pretty.
Yeah, something like, super cute, something super fun.
Yeah, being quarantined, I was like, let me paint this bright sunflower.
Yeah.
Like, inspired by this guy named Noel that I fucking love. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. But, like, his art is so dope. It's so, like, it's a yellow sunflower, but, like, all these different colors. And I'm like, sweet. Like, I'm happy today. And then other days, I'm like, I want to draw something sad. Let me just get my feelings out, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's different. That's how it is with music. That's how it is with everything.
When I was in high school, I wanted to be angsty as fuck and write
punk
music. And now I'm just like, I don't need to do that anymore. Like, I'm fine with the softer music. Mm-hmm, like, but
I've had
every now and then it's just like, I want to play that high energy music again. Like, there's just, oh, I'm a country star today. I'm not a country star.
Please not.
No, but like, oh, I'm in, today's the folk song, tomorrow it's an alt rock song. Like, you never know. Like, it's just kind of, I feel like I used to always like put almost like a limit on myself to an extent, but I was also aware of it, and I was like, I don't want to conform to a genre, and then I fucking conform to a genre like a dumbass. But like, it, but at the same time, I don't think I was like fully conforming, because it was just like, that's what I knew, that's what I listened to, that's what I, you know, kind of wanted to be at that moment.
Yeah, it was something
time. That's what I identified with. So
and
then it's kind of, you know, I've gotten more emotionally mature and aware that it's become more of like a, you know, this is how it's being expressed today, or like, this song's coming out this way and it's got this style, and I can always make it a different style if I want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's also something that I think is interesting. Like, so for songs, like, I can take a song and then like make it my own version, like kind of like cover it in a different genre.
Yeah.
Like, you can take a song and you can take like the backbone and basic parts of it, and you can make it like, so you can take a folk song and you make it like punk, you can make it like electronic, kind of dancey, you can make it fucking heavy metal if you wanted to. Do you guys think there's like an equivalent for drawing, painting, or like graphic design?
Oh, for sure. For sure. There's some metal drawings out there.
Yeah, I mean, like, just like music, like, the styles are pretty much endless.
Yeah.
Like,
especially like with painting, because you can just slap something on there and make it as messy as you want. I think that's metal art.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, what I'm meaning is, like, so you can take someone else's piece of art.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, recreate it, but within, like, a different style.
Oh,
there's actually, like, a trend that's, like, kind of goes through the social medias of a draw this in your style thing, where the artist will be like, here's this piece of art that I've done, like, hashtag draw this in your style.
Yeah, Cameron was actually doing that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I do remember that.
Well,
there we go.
Which I think is really great, because a lot of people, like, see art that, like, these artists make in their style, and they want to sort of, like, practice that or try something similar to that, but it's like, it's a weird territory of like, am I copying this person, am I doing this, am I doing that? But like, the sort of draw this in your style, like, challenge, we'll call it, like, gives you this opportunity of to like, they are literally telling you to do it.
Like, expand your boundaries, and I love that. Like, that's like, I love the, what was it, Triple J, like a version. Oh, that's so cool, because you get to see artists like cover other artists' songs, like, whether it's an old, that's it's the only time you'll get a fucking what was it? I found this really funny. I texted it to a lot of people and said, this is important. Tame Impala Wiggles crossover.
Yes! That was so good,
that
dude.
That cover was so good.
It was
like,
so good. I always hated the Wiggles. You sent me that, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, shit, they know what they're doing. Like, damn.
Yeah, like,
they
what was it?
They are music producers. Like, they know what's up.
Yeah, because, like, what was it? I added, like, one of their songs to, like, a work playlist as a joke, and then Spotify was like, so you like the Wiggles. God damn it.
God damn it, Spotify.
Oh my god. That's dope. Yeah,
it's
just,
always.
It's hard to, like, feel creative in the art community, because it's like, anything you make, it could, like, look like somebody else's.
Yeah.
Which, it's, but it's like, whatever. Like, because whenever I make art, I like to look at, like, real life stuff and then turn it in. Like, if it's a skull, for example, I'll look up, like, a human skull, and I'll draw it from that. and then find the flat, because I like to draw skulls and flowers together, whatever, basic as fuck, but it's fine. So I'll find, like, a human skull, and I'll find whatever flower I want, or, like, a gorilla skull, which is one of the commissions I've done recently, and just kind of, like, incorporate different, like, real-life photos, but, like, in my own style. So it's, like, but it's hard to feel creative nowadays, because it's, like, I don't know, there's just so much out there. Like, shit can look so similar, because I've seen artists on Twitter and stuff, like, calling out other people for saying that their stuff looks similar, but it's, like, how do you know they even knew who you were?
Yeah.
It's, like, so hard nowadays. And, like, music, like, it's just such a broad spectrum. Like, people might sound the same. They might have the same beat. But that's just because music is based off of, like, certain beats, you know? Like,
And I think that's something that's interesting, because, like, what was it? When I was in high school, I was, like, so worried about, oh, this chord progression is exactly like this song. It's like, so? You, nobody can, like, copyright a chord progression. Like, they're so big. Like, do you know how much of a fucking legal nightmare that would, like, create?
Right.
Like, there are so many songs that are just 1-4-5, which is just all the major chords and, like, a key. Who did that first?
Right.
Like, you'd have to go back so far and then, like, have some dude from, like, 500 and his, like, surviving heirs. So, like, the entirety of Finland or something like that gets, like, $100,000 each. It's, like, you gotta be reasonable with that kind of thing. Like, and I think I had one of my friends tell me, like, yeah, it's really cool to, you know, look at, like, rip off your favorite artists. Like, the thing is that you're looking at cover the songs that you enjoy listening to, because then you get to kind of, like, step into their shoes to an extent and, like, experience, like, oh, they're making this chord change. And then you can kind of see all the pieces fit together a little bit more. And you can almost, like, pick apart the pieces that you like and, like, kind of almost apply it in your own style to your own song.
Yeah.
Like, because you can't, like, again, you can't copyright a chord progression unless you, like, literally, if you can, you can if you, like, fit, like, this exact chord progression over this melody that's exact kind of thing. But then it's just, like, honestly, it takes a lot of, like, meditated effort to, or premeditate, that's the word I was looking for, premeditated effort to rip somebody off.
Yeah.
And create the exact same thing. And, like, yeah, it's going to happen occasionally. Like, there was a lawsuit between, what are they called? Viva La Vida, Coldplay, and this other, like, solo guitarist who, they basically came up with the same melody, which is the chorus line for Viva La Vida, at the same time, and there was, like, legal battles over it. I'm not sure how that ended up, but I feel like most of the time it's going to be, you can't, like, determine super solidly whether or not, you know, who came up with that first or if they came up with it concurrently. Like, it's hard,
right?
And so I think,
like,
it's always,
you all know, like, if you're making music, you know how music works, you know it sounds nice, so
like, it's different when you're in a Vanilla Ice type of situation. It's very clear who's in the right and who's in the wrong with that one. But, like, there's a lot of other ones where it's just, like, if the songs come out, like, pretty similarly, like, and we talked about that, actually, with, like, our deep dive episode with El Dorado, how it was kind of odd how TV, or not TV, like, movie studios came out with, like, borderline the exact same movie, like, No Strings Attached and Friends with Benefits at, like, the exact same time. And, like, that kind of thing where it's just, like, so was somebody copying somebody? Was it just, like, the trend that everyone's kind of following, and so a lot of similar art comes up at the same time? And I think it's just, it's always best to give someone the benefit of the doubt unless it's, like, a very clear, you know, ripoff. And I think in this day and age, the thing that you'll see is an issue is that people literally steal art online and just don't give credit to the original artist. And you see that all the time with photographers. Like, someone will be like, I like this picture, take it, and then just not credit them.
So you can literally just save whatever you want online now.
Exactly.
It's, like, so sketchy.
And you, like, can do the same thing with, like, drawn art, and you can just, and so that's why you have all these watermarks and everything.
Yeah, I should probably, I don't know if I should start putting watermarks. I don't have that many people following me, but
still,
even just a little signature.
Yeah,
you know,
just something.
Like, probably start doing that.
Yeah, it's always an interesting conversation, because it's like this whole studying artists and versus, like, literally ripping them off. It's like, you can take, like, you can like take a deep study from an artist, right? Mm-hmm. And like use that literally for studying instead of like copying that image to create it for yourself to be like, yeah. Oh, I did this piece myself, instead of like learning it as a, like a learning opportunity. Do you know what right. I mean?
Yeah, like in my painting class, my teacher would be like, you're not technically allowed to do this. Like, don't take your like projects and sell them or something. He would give us like certain artists that he wanted to us like reinterpret like their art, but he wanted us to do it basically exactly how they did it. So we'd have to create like the grid, you know,
yeah,
and
like
create the same way. Yeah. So I've like, I forgot the guy's name, but I painted like a piece of, there's like a piece of cake that was like the super famous art piece. And he's like, I want you guys to recreate this. And we're like, okay. So we all did it. And then he's like, okay, like this is just for class. This is just for learning to learn this guy's style and how he mixes oil paints and all that. Mm-hmm. So like, just don't take this piece of art from class, because he like kept all, like most of them. I got to take mine home for some reason. He was like, do not copy them and like resell them, because this is this artist's art.
Yeah,
he made this. I'm just having you recreate it for like a grade, like that's it. And then same with this other artist, I can't remember anything. That was like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But I had to paint this man, and this artist had like very like, it was like a splotchy kind of style. So it wasn't like even paints for like a skin tone. It was like very splotchy, like very colorful. And this like man, like we just had to like repaint him in class. So we just had like a PowerPoint of this guy, and we had to all create like our own grids of this painting.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, like it was kind of cool, like recreating like somebody famous's art. But it's like, yeah, people could easily do this, because all of us like did pretty well in the class, but like people could easily do this and like sell it for themselves. Like,
and that's when you reach that like sort of area of like, okay, well that's not cool, but like studying from each other, whatever. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Like,
but then when I go on Instagram and I see someone literally ripping the whole style process, everything of like another like established artist, I'm like,
or they like save their photo and put it on their own Instagram and say that it's theirs and like try to like sell, like it's so easy to
the
just
tracing,
like
the everything.
Like just save somebody's photo and like put it as your own on just like these websites, or like print it yourself. Like, it's kind of like, it's so messed up. Like, but that's just how the internet is.
Well, yeah, which is such a weird thing, because then it's like, well, then do I post my work because it could get stolen? It's like, well, you kind of got to post it anyway, otherwise no one's going to fucking see it. And that's, like, unfortunately the truth.
Yeah.
I had a friend when we were younger, they would never post any of their, like, anything online because they didn't want it to get stolen. But it's like, then no one
Nobody sees it. Yeah.
You know?
Forever that double-edged sword.
Yeah, it's... So, you just got to ride it, man.
Yeah. Like, you know, Pete, like, you have enough, like, your followers know that it's you. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if somebody wants to copy it, I guess it's kind of, like, a good thing.
Yeah.
But also, it's like, damn, I don't want them making money off my stuff. But.
No, if someone's, like, making money off something that they, I can tell they, that's, like, a rip from something, I'm like...
I'm like, can they sue you? Would that even be considered? I don't know, but...
Yeah, intellectual property stuff.
Yeah.
Crazy shit.
It gets dicey.
Yup.
Yeah. I like that we've gotten back to, like, the intellectual property kind of idea. Because I think Miranda brought that up with her on her episode, too. And it's just kind of, it's hard to brand a value to that, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very similar with, like, how much is my art worth kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so, like, if someone steals your art, like... what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, you post something and someone saves it and prints it out and puts it on a you know, a mug and makes a bunch of money off of it. Like, what do you do about that? How do you know to, you know, sue for damages and stuff without hiring a lawyer and forking off a fuck ton of money to figure that out?
Yeah.
Like, is it even worth it at that point?
Yeah, fuck that. So. Do not copy artists.
Please.
Like, that, it seems like
it's
common
sense,
but like...
It's me just, like, telling people what to do the entire time.
Yeah.
Just don't copy people. God damn.
People need to know it, and I feel like it's it feels good to have other artists and stuff say something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So,
And like we were saying, like there's studying and being inspired and stuff like that, and then there's just straight up just pretending to be them.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Be you.
Yeah. I feel like there's
Nothing wrong with you. You are a great
unless
human
you're copying
being.
And stealing art, and then there is something wrong with you, and you should fix that.
Be yourself.
Yeah, like I feel like there's, but I, then there's also I feel like because I see this with music, so I'm interested. I don't know if they, I see this with, I've definitely seen this with like drawing and stuff too. Is like okay, so you like this piece of art, like say like you like Cinderella. Here's a how-to and how to draw Cinderella, and it's like this person like figured out how to draw.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's different because you see people like that in music. It's like oh. I heard the song and I needed to figure out how to do it. So here's how I figured out how to play it. And then it's like a playthrough and just be like, this is how you play the song. And like,
that's,
you know, it's instructable. It's different.
Like you say
like,
who it's by at least. Like,
yeah. It's true. Not you like, oh, here's a song like, that I wrote. It's right? like, this is how you play this other song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And literally. I guess that's the same thing with those draw throughs. It's just like, this is how you draw this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then I feel like look up like how to like draw roses and chicks. I like, I was like, damn, I want to be a freaking tattoo artist. So yeah, I'm going to look up how to draw a rose in the most basic way. So yeah, I might like copy their technique, but like slowly as an artist, I'm not going to like post that shit.
Yeah.
And be like post the exact same way, but like yeah, I'm slowly going to like practice and like figure out my own technique, my own shading, like all that. Like
yeah, and I feel like even with that, it's okay to post that and be like I'm learning from this.
Yeah.
Right.
And
as
just
long
be
as
like
you tag and like what's it called,
credit
as long as you credit the original artist, that's all that matters.
Exactly. Yeah. And I've forgotten to, you know, credit like what was it literally in like I think one of our recent episodes I posted a picture that Dominique took and I forgot to, you know, post her as the photo credit. I felt bad. But like
shout out
like,
Dominique, what's
good? Shout out to Dominique. But like I feel like the main thing is that like if you like it's okay to forget to do that thing too.
Yeah.
Just as long as like when you do get called out with it, like you're transparent, like, oh, I just forgot. Like don't try and like claim it as your own.
Yeah.
And
I've
I feel
seen
like half
that.
The and I feel like at like you know, kind of more the introductory level and like getting into like more like I guess you could say like the lower mid level of like artistry and stuff is like you'll get people being like, oh, did you come up with that on your own? And that's usually your first key to be like, oh wait, no, I I just drew this like based off of how this one this person showed me or something like that, or like this, you know, someone will, I'll play like an obscure cover and like, did you write this? Like, no, it was this person, kind of thing. So
yeah,
I mean, just acknowledge where the art actually like originally came from and you're good.
Yeah. And that automatically brings you into this into more of a sense of community and sort of this sort of like awkward pretending to be a solo genius sort of thing.
Right?
It's like, oh no, I did this all by myself. It's like, no, actually I learned from these people and I was like studying this and I learned from this person. And it's like squat, you know?
Exactly.
I don't know,
pay your respects.
Yeah.
You know.
yeah because I think like with that, like art basically like births more art.
Yeah,
because like think about it, like a lot of people you're gonna be inspired most likely to create art from other art. Some of the things that inspire me too is like sometimes I just listen to a song and be like, fuck, I like how that made me feel, and like I want to capture like that kind of moment as well. And like I guess to an extent that's kind of copying, but at the same time it's not. It's just like I want to like encapsulate this moment and make it into something that I can revisit later ultimately.
Yeah.
And so like, so, you know, you'll like I've gone to concerts and then like gone home and just been like, I want to write for the rest of the night. I don't want to sleep. Like I want to make something that like I had such a profound experience at that show that I want to create, you know.
Right.
So
yeah, I'll have that sometimes too. It's like that's why I still scroll through Instagram sometimes, because it's like, because you still find cool shit and you're like,
yeah,
fuck yes. And then you like close the app, gotta close the app, and then just like just fucking go for it. You know because you know you and your art and everything you do don't exist in a vacuum, and if they do, like, okay, but that's kind of sad. I don't know
I follow some artists because like I just usually do like black pen, white background, like that's how I am.
Yeah,
but then I've like been following some people and I'm like, damn, they have like a tan background with like a slight bit of color, and I'm like, that's so inspiring, because like I love my art, honestly. Like I think I finally come to terms with the fact that, like, I like what I make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it could be a little more interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, add some color. Like, yeah, like, some of these artists, like, add, like, a tan background. And, like, if I ever make something like that, I'll be like, hey, this was inspired by blah, blah, blah.
I think having toned backgrounds is a little different
like, just a toned background, yeah. But, like, there's this one artist with just, like, frogs. And she just, it's just, like, frogs, and they have, like, mushroom heads, like, aww, just the most random stuff. But, like, her art is so cute, and if I ever make something like that, like, of course I'm going to be, like, this was totally inspired by this person.
You go on a frog binge, it's, like, shout out to so-and-so for inspiring my frog binge.
Exactly. Like, and people these days just, like, love mushrooms and all that. So I'm, like, all these artists that I follow, I'm, like, that make dope-ass just, like, simple mushroom drawings. Like, yeah, I want to even just, like, tag them. Even it's just
looking
not, even
for more
if it's
mushroom
just,
art.
Yeah, even if it's not, if it's not just, like, a replica of what they draw, I'm like, this is literally who inspired me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I think they deserve that.
And like, I think that's cool, you know? Like, if somebody posted, like, say somebody drew a dragon thing, and they were like, shout out to, like, me for, like,
that'd be
for,
so
like,
dope,
making me draw some dragons. I'm like, fuck yeah! Like, yes, it's, like, yeah. I don't know, I think that's really exciting to, again, community stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's exciting to be like, oh yeah, this person, like, inspired me to do this. And also for, like, other people, like, I am a slut for falling down some rabbit holes. So, like, it's, for me, it's kind of exciting to see, like, oh, so who were, like, your inspirations and stuff, and, like, cue starting a podcast. But, like, if you see, like, oh, this painting was inspired by, like, this, I will go and fucking look that person up and then be like, well, who inspired you? Mm-hmm. And then it's 2 a.m. And then, like,
yeah. And on Instagram, just, when you follow somebody, it has that little, like, arrow next to it that shows you all these other artists.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so sick. Because it's, like, weirdly how, like, close related they are. But, like, they don't even, like, follow each other. Like, they don't even know each other.
Yeah, that's
and
weird, like, how that algorithm is, like.
Yeah. Well, it's, I mean, so weirdly
it's
accurate.
It's just following,
but I'm
like,
fuck yeah, I love all of this. And also, I'm going to, like, I kind of incorporate all of their art into my art in a way. Yeah. And it's just, like, they deserve those respects because a lot of them don't have that many followers either. And I'm just, like, you all deserve to be seen, even if, like, seen, what the fuck did I just say? Y'all deserve to be seen. Like, if I post one photo, like, I want these other artists to be seen. If they have, like, 2,000 followers, I'm just like, you still deserve to be seen. Like, I don't know, the art community's dope.
It really is.
Like, all spectrums of art, and even, like, I don't know,
just, it's cool, and it feels really good when, like, it feels really good when we can get, like, that, you know, cross-medium, like, collaboration and stuff, too. Like, it's so cool. Mm-hmm. Like, just existing in any type of scene or, like, community is just the best. Like, it's just something else. Like, even if it is just, you know, me seeing, like, you drawing something, be like, I'm gonna fucking make something, too.
Yeah.
And then just kind of, like, going from there. Like, it's any type of community with someone who's, like, willing and wanting to, like, create something, even if it's, like, the same medium as you or not, like, it's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely miss being, like, super active in the local music scene, and we'll get back there because it's just,
oh yeah,
it's just so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get to meet new people, meet new influences and stuff, new inspirations and new collaborators, basically. So
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, mom and dad, for cussing so much.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
I blame Patrick and Beth.
Yeah, that's okay.
Fair.
I'll accept that.
I think it was pretty funny. Oh man, I hung out with Cameron, and when he was listening to our challenge episode, I thought he was like, this isn't gonna last long. He's like, 10 minutes tops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I mean, wrong.
Honestly, like, before fucking COVID even happened, God damn it. No!
It's okay.
Before COVID even happened, I honestly didn't even, like, cuss that much. Mm-mm. When I would, like, speak. And then going back to work the last, like, couple of months, I'm talking in the back to, like, all the servers, and just every other word was the F word. And I was like, oh my God, I've never been like this before in my life. Like, what am I doing? And, like, and then I'd have to talk to guests, and I'm like, this is so hard. Like, I'd
hey,
have
y'all,
to
what the fuck you want?
Yeah, literally. I'd have to, like, stop and, like, be like, so, what do y'all want? And then they'd be like, can I get the badass margarita, because we have badass margarita, badass burger, and I'm like, yeah, instead of being like, fuck yeah, I'll get that for you. I was like, yeah, like, I got you.
That's what makes it work.
Yep, literally. Work is just not cussing.
Like, yep.
That's all it is.
I don't know why. I mean, kids, it's I get it. Kind of.
I hear that, like, people that are more educated swear more, and I'm like, I think you're wrong, because...
I think people just swear.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I feel like the thing is that, you know, swearing is so, like, societally, like, created,
mm-hmm.
because it's different in each language and different eras and stuff, so mm-hmm. it's just, like, whatever is, you know, maybe... In a perfect world, at some point, there won't be a thing as a cuss word because mm-hmm. everyone's just going to be comfortable with it. But it's just things that people are uncomfortable with. Like,
they're not, I feel like most of the words we say aren't even, like, that offensive.
Mm-mm.
Like, you going, fuck yeah, like, what? How yeah. am I?
It's like, I'm stoked for you.
Yeah.
But I'm going to emphasize that with the F word. Like,
yeah. Whatever. And, like, if fuck wasn't a bad word, like, you'd use another word.
Yeah. Shit, yeah.
Yep, no. Yeah. That's actually exactly what I was about yeah. to say.
Damn, hell yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah.
We don't have to say every cuss word, but, like, yeah. you know how it is. Jeez. How many beers? I'm just kidding. Mom, Dad, I've only had 3. I've, like, talked to them, like, 3 times so far. I'm so sorry.
I'll call this episode Dear Mom and Dad with Mac.
Yeah, literally. You want to come over here? Oh shoot. Oh,
hey. Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah. Cuss words are weird. Like, honestly. Fuck. It's me speculating again, but, like, cuss words kind of only exist because Karens exist and they mm-hmm. need something to be offended about, so.
True. Yeah.
They had to rate movies somehow.
Exactly.
There's some other good reasons for ratings, but.
Yeah. I know it's always, like, foul language. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what do you mean?
The fuck do you mean about that?
The fuck do you mean? Oh. Sorry.
My bad.
Someone having a moment of coda.
Well, we're pushing that that time too.
Oh yeah, I guess mm-hmm. we are.
Yeah.
Well,
so Mac, where can we find you? You wanna plug your shit?
I'll plug my shit.
Fuck yeah.
Well, my main Instagram is Mac. M-A-C-K with a K with extra cheese. Mac. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then my art Instagram is Mac, M-A-C-K _ Myers. M-Y-E-R-S.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And I don't post much on my art account, but I'm trying, you know?
Send her a commission and she'll post that maybe.
Yeah, please. Ask me for commissions. I will do what you want because I'll be on a deadline and I will get that stuff done.
Hell yeah. Support local artists.
Hell yeah.
Exactly.
Always local.
If you like my style, I like simple line work. I'll draw you a tattoo. Whatever you want.
Hell yeah.
Unless it's like super complicated, then fuck you.
Just kidding. Be reasonable.
Be reasonable unless you want to pay me a good price. If I'm being
mm-hmm.
honest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Do you want to do the honors, Beth?
Oh, sure. We just got one last question for you, Mac.
Oh, God.
What feels like home to you?
What feels like home? Oh, my God. That's tough. Balto?
Aww.
My dog? I don't know. This place? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've never felt so comfortable in an environment. We all have our own space here, and it's dope. I know that I, like, hid down here for a while. I literally watched Love Island for, like, probably 2 months straight. There was so many seasons, 52 episodes a season or something like that. And I just hid downstairs because I was, like, scared of the world. But I don't know. This place has felt like home.
Aww.
It's pretty dope. Balto's like, same. I don't know. Yeah, I've never seen Balto happier, which is so dope.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it here, so yeah. My home right now is home.
I feel like,
Aww.
That makes me happy, because I definitely feel the same way. Like, it's
okay,
just
I'm going to say if you don't feel the same.
For context, Mac and I are roommates. Oh, I don't know if we ever mentioned that.
Yeah. We're roommates.
And they were roommates.
And they were roommates.
And they were roommates.
And there's Coda. She's pretty dope. Spent the last tear trying to mend the way you left me lying wide-eyed in my bed.
Fucking Vine too. Like, we had a moment where it was my friends Nate, Nick, and Connor and I, and we went to like old Chicago for just like happy hour stuff, and there was like this big group gathered. It was like a family thing, and we were just like kind of hanging out. They were being pretty loud, and then all of a sudden, like, one of the like the one of the adults was just like, "And he was her stepson," and all of us like looked at each other, and at the same time we were just like, "And they were roommates."
Did I say right in this episode? I don't know.
That's just that. That's
I'll
just
put like that in at the end, and then someone's gonna go back and listen to it and count and be like, "I don't know if I counted right," and then go back and listen to it again, and that's a cheap way for us to get some.
There we go.
Thanks for letting me hang out in your basement. This
is
fun.
Right?
The first in person.
I said it again.
Anyway.
Oh, man.